Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation after coming back from vacation to do so at the White House and then immediately left to go back on vacation. And we have new breaking news now that men, women, and children from Afghanistan who are already in the United States of America are receiving messages from their family members telling them that they will be killed unless they come back to Afghanistan and face Afghan Taliban justice. I will say that again. As Joe Biden refused to admit that this has been a total quagmire, what just happened and us pulling out of Afghanistan, refusing to admit that he got it wrong, refusing to admit that he didn't listen to the intelligence community that told him, don't do it this way, refusing to admit that he didn't listen to his advisors who said we need a mass exodus of people quickly before the Taliban gets it together. He refuses to admit that he was wrong and people are dying. And now we are being told that in America, family members have already made it to the U.S. are being told that if they don't go back to Afghanistan, their family members will be murdered, being held door to door by the Taliban. What does Joe Biden have to say about this? Biden addressed the nation on the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan, declaring, I've been right for 20 years. I am right to get us out of Afghanistan. No matter what happens, I am right. George Bush blaming Barack Obama, blaming, of course, Donald Trump, blaming generals, blaming the Pentagon, blaming everyone, saying he was right. I want to remind you, Joe Biden, if it was up to him, a guy by the name of Osama bin Laden would still be alive. If you remember, Joe Biden was on the record saying I was against the raid to take out Osama bin Laden. He also now is blaming those that work for him, claiming, well, they had a plan to execute to get people out of the country. I executed that plan, and now people are dying because their plan was bad. So it's everybody else's problem but Joe Biden's. You got to wonder, who is even the president of the United States of America right now if it's not Joe Biden? He was acting like everybody else was in charge of the country but him. It's like he's almost running for office saying, vote for me and I'll fix all these problems that he is creating right now. But I want you to hear just how arrogant, just how out of touch with reality, as Families are being ripped out of their homes, taken the street, and beheaded and murdered at the hands of the Taliban. Women who are unmarried are being taken as wives. Children being taken out of their homes to be sex slaves for the Taliban, their new wives of Taliban members. Joe Biden says, I stand behind my decision for this debacle that is worse than the exit in Vietnam.
I stand squarely behind my decision. After 20 years, I've learned the hard way that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. That's why we're still there. We were clear-eyed about the risks. We planned for every contingency, but I always promised the American people that I would be straight with you. The truth is, this did unfold more quickly than we had anticipated. So what's happened? Afghanistan political leaders gave up and fled the country. The Afghan military collapsed, sometime without trying to fight. If anything, the developments of the past week reinforced that ending U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan now was the right decision. American troops cannot and should not be fighting in a war and dying in a war that Afghan forces are not willing to fight for themselves. We spent over $1 trillion. We trained and equipped an Afghan military force of some 300,000 strong, incredibly well equipped, a force larger in size than the militaries of many of our NATO allies. We gave them every tool they could need. We paid their salaries, provided for the maintenance of their air force, something the Taliban doesn't have. Taliban does not have an air force.
You know what's amazing about this guy? The people that he is acting like their lives don't matter right now had total faith that the United States of America, regardless of who the president was going to honor their word, that if you helped us and you helped us hunt down these terrorists and you helped us as translators, and if you worked with us, we will get you out of Afghanistan and bring you to America and your family. You will not be in harm's way. And those people had faith in Joe Biden. And what Joe Biden said is, I stand squarely behind my decision after 20 years. I've learned the hard way that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. So in other words, this was inevitable. While you were Vice President of the United States of America under Obama, you're telling me that what we're witnessing right now was inevitable, that America is so weak that we allow the country to fall and not just fall. Let's debate that later. The fact that you don't even protect the men and women that put their lives on the line to save American troops, and this is how you treat them?
We provided close air support. We gave them every chance to determine their own future. We could not provide them was the will to fight for that future.
This is not a political football. It shouldn't be a political football. Shouldn't even be close to that. This is a guy that is sitting there telling people, he's delivering his first remarks, that after we've witnessed what is worse than what happened in Saigon, that he refuses to take responsibility and points the finger at everybody else. As people are grabbing onto airplanes, falling from the sky to their death, as children are being pulled in the street, women are being murdered, people are being beheaded that helped Americans survive. I stand squarely behind my decision. What happened to America? What happened to American humanity? What happened to honesty and integrity of a country? I'm not talking about politics, Republican and Democrat, left or right. If we look at men and women in Afghanistan over the last 20 years and we told them that if you helped us, we will protect you and get your families out and you will not be in harm's way. And the Taliban, if they did come back for some reason, we will get you out of this country and we don't do it. What happened to us as a nation? But you got to understand something. This is a guy that refuses to admit he did anything wrong. Just saying, you know what? I'm going to blame anybody I want to. In fact, he even blamed the Afghans.
Afghans and their families out of Afghanistan. We're also expanding refugee access to cover other vulnerable Afghans who worked for our embassy.
U.S. non-governmental agencies or U.S. non-governmental organizations and Afghans who otherwise are at great risk in U.S. news agencies. I know there are concerns about why we did not begin evacuating Afghans civilians sooner. Part of the answer is some of the Afghans did not want to leave earlier, still hopeful for their country. And part of it because the Afghan government and its supporters discouraged us from organizing a mass exodus to avoid triggering, as they said, a crisis of confidence.
Crisis of confidence? You want to blame them? This is not a game, by the way, but he's treating it exactly like a political game. People are actually dying. Americans are caught, we're being told, behind Taliban lines right now of areas they control. And you're acting like this is a game. That's what you're acting like. That this is a political show of I'm right and you're wrong. Well, do you know how many people are going to die? Because I'm telling you right now what's going to happen. You are going to find an American. I should say the Taliban's going to find an American. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to kill that American. And this guy, this jackwagon's on vacation again. Here's my speech going back to Camp David. Can't be the president of the United States of America when this is happening. Got to go back on my vacation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god,
you were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then you get into, as
you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Where Joe Biden even taking heat now from his own team. Even Democratic lawmakers are turning on Biden over the, quote, moral and operational failure in Afghanistan. They're not criticizing him for getting out. They're criticizing him for the way he left and not protecting men and women who fought, defended not only our troops, but even Americans. You know, I think it's hilarious now, and I say hilarious. Let me rephrase that. I don't want someone to take that out of context. I think it's interesting, would be a better way of saying it, that the same media that propped this guy up, okay, the same media that propped this guy up are now begging him to get more than 240 members of the media out of the country. What makes you think you're more important? You guys are the ones, by the way, that created this guy. You're the ones that pushed the Russian hoax. You're the guys that try to get Donald Trump impeached at all costs. You're the ones that attack Donald Trump for even coming up with a vaccine, saying Operation Warp Speed could be deadly and that Trump shouldn't be trusted with a vaccine. And now all of a sudden your balloon has burst and this is where we are. Your guys need a real president and you got an empty old man who went back on vacation. And confronted with these scenes of anguish after the Afghan military collapsed and Afghan citizens face abandonment, Democratic lawmakers are, well, now having to attack Joe Biden because even they realize what a disaster this actually is. Biden is the man in the lead role right now for orchestrating the tragedy that we are watching unfold. You can't blame Trump for this or Bush or even Obama. This is, quote, a crisis of untold proportions. Democratic Representative Jackie Speier of California said to NBC News, this is an intelligence failure. This is where Jackie's wrong. It is not an intelligence failure. He was told by the intelligence community that we needed to rush and get people out weeks ago. And if you were going to pull out, let's get the people out before you pull out. This is not an intelligence failure. This is a Joe Biden decision-making failure. Why do you think the intelligence community was leaking to the media? Why do you think they were leaking it to the media? That they were telling Joe Biden not to do this. They were grabbing their pens and writing little notes and handing it to people in the media. And they were saying, please get this out there. We're telling this president to not do this. We are telling this president, please, whatever you do, don't do this. This is going to be a disaster. And he blames Donald Trump and blames George Bush and blames his old president, Barack Obama. Obama's CIA director even said Biden must take responsibility for this Afghan debacle because he knows he was warned. You got to admit your mistakes. That's what, I mean, former President Barack Obama's own CIA director, Leon Panetta, said to CNN that President Joe Biden must, quote, take responsibility for the disaster, his words, not mine, that has unfolded in Kabul over the last 36 hours and compare the Biden administration's lack of foresight to that of John F. Kennedy's failed Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba. This guy is acting like he's nothing more than a bobblehead, folks. Panetta, who presided over some strategic operations in Afghanistan during Obama's term, suggested that the Biden administration suffered from a significant intelligence failure or willfully neglecting to listen to those that told him not to do this. He said, quote, I think of John Kennedy and the Bay of Pigs. It unfolded quickly, and the president thought that everything would be fine, and that was not the case. He then suggests that Biden follow in Kennedy's footsteps when handling the fallout from the Taliban takeover of Kabul and take responsibility for what happened Sunday, admitting that there were intelligence failures. There wasn't. The intelligence community told the president of the United States of America, don't do this, and that the Taliban was going to take over the country. Panetta said, you know, President Kennedy took responsibility for what took place. I strongly recommend that President Biden take responsibility, admit the mistakes that were made. Nuh-uh, no way. I'm right, folks. I'm an old man that's been right for 20 years. You don't know anything. I'm right. I'm going to blame everybody else. I'll blame the Afghans for not wanting to fight right? Why should we die when they won't even die? They needed our air support. And when you took that away from them, the Taliban saw an opportunity. MSNBC even said it earlier. No matter what Biden said today, he is the face of the failure of this withdrawal.
Joe Biden is going to be the face of the failure of the withdrawal. He is the president right now as this is happening. And just a few weeks ago, just a little over a month ago on July 8th, when he defended the decision in Afghanistan, he talked about how, and I'll quote from him here, there's going to be no circumstance where you see people lifted off the roof of an embassy in the United States from Afghanistan. But we are seeing scenes like that play out in Afghanistan right now. Terrible footage coming from the airports of hundreds of Afghan citizens trying to cling to American jets as they're taking off, including extremely disturbing footage this morning about some people after the planes take off falling from the planes back to the tarmac, back to the streets below. Really difficult to watch.
MSNBC even gets it. You know, Joe Biden says, well, I've been challenging, you know, the intelligence community for 20 years. You got it wrong, bud. You're the one that challenged Obama saying, don't take out Osama bin Laden in that raid. And you were wrong. Somebody needs to write this old man a prescription to resign and go home. I mean, hell, he already went back on vacation. You're telling me that you flew from Camp David all the way back to the White House to give this message to the American people. And instead of staying there and trying to actually get Americans out of Afghanistan who are trapped in Afghanistan, you go back to Camp David. Here's another one on MSNBC where they called it an utter failure.
This is also, this happened under President Biden. He changed the deadline from May 1st. To September 11th. So he already was able to change deadlines. Secondly, we should hold him accountable for his leadership during this time, which has frankly been an utter failure. This, what we are seeing on the ground right now, should have been done differently. And there is only one person to hold responsible, and that is President Biden.
That is on MSNBC where they're saying this. This is like watching a zoo where everybody opened the cages and everybody's running amok. The elephants are running one way. The monkeys going another way. The snakes are going another way. And Joe Biden's like, I planned all this. I knew you guys said if I open all the cages that everybody was going to go crazy. But you know what? This had to happen. And the media has been willfully blacking out much of the information coming out of Afghanistan until today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the
problem.
We
didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young, kids, and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then you get into
as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
And we knew that the intelligence community told him this was going to happen. They warned him not to do it. They warned him to get the people out weeks ago, and he chose not to do it. Now he's blaming everybody. Now he's blaming everyone. He's blaming Bush. He's blaming Obama. I mean, this guy literally comes out there and wants to burn the house down of all these people like, oh, yeah, watch this, right? Yeah, I'll tell you exactly what I think. And then after he's done talking, let's talk about this. He physically ran from the press, returning to vacation after reading a script and blaming Bush, Obama, and Trump for his decision. And then, of course, he says over and over again, right, I stand behind my decision.
Behind my decision.
Yeah, sure you do.
After 20 years, I've learned the hard way.
Yeah, the hard way.
There was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces.
There you go. I stand behind my decision. Right? I stand behind it. Even the yahoos over at CNN that put out propaganda, even they said today, quote,
in a new piece for CNN.com titled Biden Deserves Blame for the Debacle in Afghanistan, CNN national security analyst Peter Bergen likens the situation to America's drawdown in Iraq a decade ago. Peter joins me now. He's the author, by the way, of a terrific new book. It's called The Rise and Fall of Osama bin Laden. Peter, do you take issue with the decision to leave or the way in which the decision is being executed?
Well, particularly the latter, but also just generally the former. We're still in South Korea more than 3/4 of a century after the end of hostilities with 25,000 troops. And the argument that we're hearing a variety of rationales from the administration, including, well, you know, we have other fish to fry around the world. We only had 2,500 troops there. I mean, it's a relatively small number when we have 1.3 million active duty members of the U.S. military and 2 million if you throw in the reserves. So I think it was an unforced error. There wasn't a huge constituency baying for this to happen. Americans are pretty much split when I look at the most recent Gallup poll, Michael. Half think the war was a mistake and half don't think it was a mistake. Democrats tend to be more skeptical than Republicans. But the fact is that, this is an unforced error that is blowing up on Biden's watch.
It's blowing up on Biden's watch. That's CNN saying that, folks. When you've lost CNN and they're writing articles attacking you for just how bad it is, you know it's bad. And if you think the Pentagon's doing any better, they're not. The Pentagon spokesman who came out, Kirby, right afterwards, I had to work with this Yahoo at CNN for several years when he was over there talking. The Pentagon spokesman on the viral video of Afghans clinging to aircraft, they had a great answer for that question, which, by the way, they knew was coming. They knew this was going to happen. They knew they were going to get this question. The whole world is seeing it happen. Listen to their response.
Dan Lamont, the Washington Post.
Thank you, John. To drill down a bit on the flights out that we've seen on video, my colleagues at Defense One have reported there were in excess of 600, perhaps 640 people on a C-17 flying out. And you also took a question this morning in your first briefing and said you'd try to get back to us on it. There appeared to be two people that fell from that aircraft, likely to their death. Can you confirm those things? Thank you.
On the that video footage that I know we've all seen of something falling off the wing, I don't have an update for you in terms of specific validity of that. We're obviously just as interested in you and learning more about what happened there. And on the
We don't know anything, but I am at the Pentagon, and we're very efficacious about everything that we do here. But we have no idea how to answer this question. No clue at all. We're just going to we're trying to learn more about that. What else is there to learn? You have people that are desperate to leave the country, and this the viral video of Afghans clinging to an aircraft falling off the wing to their death. Quote, we're going to try to get more information. That's what you've got. By the way, don't ever lecture me again about a mean tweet from a guy by the name of Donald Trump. Don't ever lecture me again about how he was, quote, an embarrassment to the world. Don't ever lecture me about how Donald Trump was, going to put lives at risk. Donald Trump would have never let this happen. Donald Trump would have never allowed this to happen. Even CNN Jake Tapper, this is that sanctimonious Jake Tapper. He even knows when the house is on fire, and he said this.
The worsening crisis in Afghanistan, forced to speak to the nation after the calamity of the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan. The president stated that he stands squarely behind the decision he made to withdraw all U.S. forces from Afghanistan, even though he has, in fact, been forced to send roughly 6,000 back in. The president saying, in fact, that if anything, the events of the last few days, this foreign policy and humanitarian disaster, proves to him that he made the right decision, given the fleeing of Afghan politicians from the country and the collapse of the Afghan military. The president said that the buck stopped with him, but in fact, this speech was full of finger pointing and blame, especially for the Afghans, even saying that while the U.S. would be working to rescue those Americans and U.S. allies who needed to be saved, he claimed part of the reason why the U.S. did not save sooner Afghan allies, the translators and others who worked with the U.S. military, who fear being slaughtered by the Taliban, they didn't act sooner, the president said, because some Afghans, he claimed, did not want to leave earlier because they were hopeful about a new Afghan government. Mr. Biden also said that the Afghan government discouraged the U.S. from ordering a mass exodus for fear of triggering a crisis of confidence, the president said.
By the way, I love how Jake Tapper there, I love this monologue. I've never said that about Jake Tapper in a monologue. But he actually just referred to Joe Biden as Mr. Biden. Remember, oh man, if they would have done that with Donald Trump. Ooh, boy. Man, oh man, oh man. Yeah. Yeah, great. Tomorrow morning, you're bored. You want to watch some Jake Tapper and get a thrill up your leg. Grab your bacon, folks, because it's happening. Jake Tapper's even calling out Joe Biden. You better get right with the Lord, folks. The rapture may be coming. I remember when someone called Donald Trump a feckless, I think it was idiot. Wasn't that it? Wasn't that what they called him? Yeah. Yeah. Who's the feckless idiot now? Right? Even Jake Tapper is admitting that Joe Biden's speech is, quote, full of finger pointing and did not accept any blame for this catastrophic exit. He did not really get into or accept any blame for the catastrophic exit that we have been watching on television over the last several days. Well, he's on vacation. Come on now. He's hanging out with his wife, right? Probably getting some more golf shirts monogrammed with the presidential seal. Hanging out a little bit. Just enjoying life. In fact, he's enjoying it so much, he went to the White House, gave a speech, and then got back on Marine One and went back to Camp David until Wednesday because he wanted to take some time off. White House press secretary, also out of town. If there's any time you come back to the White House, it's now. Remember that whole debate over who's going to take the phone call at 3 a.m.? These guys aren't even taking the phone call at 3 p.m. They're not even taking the phone call at 3 p.m., folks. Forget 3 a.m. They're just like totally out of it. And if you think it's chaos you're watching in Afghanistan, well, Joe Biden says it is. And he says, that's why I'm right. That's why I made the right decision, because it is chaotic in Afghanistan.
Squarely behind my decision. After 20 years, I've learned the hard way that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. That's why we're still there. We were clear-eyed about the risks. We planned for every contingency, but I always promised the American people that I would be straight with you. The truth is, this did unfold more quickly than we had anticipated. So what's happened? Afghanistan political leaders gave up and fled the country. The Afghan military collapsed, sometime without trying to fight. If anything, the developments of the past week reinforced that ending U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan now was the right decision.
Was the right decision? So in other words, you're saying chaos proves you're right?
American troops cannot and should not be fighting in a war and dying in a war that Afghan forces are not willing to fight for themselves. We spent over $1 trillion.
So now it's about the money. Which one is it? Point the finger at everybody else. You're right. Blame everybody else. Oh, it costs too much money. Which one is it? Is it cost too much money to get people out of the country? Is that what you're now telling us? I mean, is that what you're telling us right now?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you. When, yes, those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching,
yeah,
this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, yeah, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, and,
right,
and then
right,
you get into right, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were,
yeah,
to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Even CNN's Breonna Keeler said this to a Biden advisor about Kabul falling yesterday, and we never saw the President of the United States of America or the White House press secretary. Like, where is he? And this is Breonna Keeler. Like, this is a hardcore liberal socialist at CNN asking a Biden advisor at the White House yesterday, hey, like, where the hell's our president?
Where is the president? You know, why isn't he communicating fulsomely to the American people?
The president has been deeply engaged in all of the policy conversations and in this situation as it evolves in real time. We have met with the president and his entire national security team daily and often multiple times a day. That's going to continue again today. The president has spoken to this issue a number of times in recent weeks.
He has not, John, totally different story than a few weeks ago, right? I mean, why isn't he out there now? Kabul fell yesterday. Where is the president?
Brianna, the president has spoken to this extensively, and I expect that he will speak to it again soon.
Soon, in the coming days, should we hear something from him today? Do you expect that? It seems like the moment demands that.
I'm not going to get ahead of both decision-making and announcements on this. All I can say at this point is that we expect the president again.
By the way, I love that this is the actual White House Deputy National Security Advisor who's saying this.
And to address the American people on Afghanistan, and as soon as we have more to say about that, we will.
Yeah, there it is. This is a White House for the last week that's had social media influencers coming into the White House when they haven't been focusing on Afghanistan, sending out cute videos and emojis about how great life is in the White House and you should get vaccinated. They've had social media influencers like the guy that holds up signs come in and hold up a sign. That's what they were working on just a month ago. Okay, just a month ago, this is what the White House was saying. A month ago. All right. They were asked questions a month ago, and the reporters that were asking the question have got the information that's been leaked to them saying your intelligence community is telling you don't do this. Don't pull out this way. Like, don't pull out. Listen to Joe Biden, his own words a month ago.
Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No.
That was a month ago, just last month. July 8th, 2021. Joe Biden, cocky, arrogant. No.
It is not. Because you have the Afghan troops have 300,000 well equipped as any army in the world, and an air force, against something like 75,000 Taliban. It is not inevitable.
Your own intelligence community has assessed that the Afghan government will likely collapse.
That is not true.
Can you please clarify what they have told you about whether that will happen or not?
That is not true. They did not reach that conclusion.
What is the level of confidence that they have that it will not collapse?
The Afghan government and leadership has to come together. They clearly have the capacity to sustain the government in place.
Do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam with some people feeling...
None whatsoever. Zero. What you had is yet...
By the way, the media is literally the elephant in the room in this conversation, July 8th, 2021. And they all have been given the information leaked from his own intelligence community saying, this is going to be a disaster. Don't do this. Saying, the Taliban is going to take over the country.
Entire brigades breaking through the gates of our embassy. Six, if I'm not mistaken. The Taliban is not the North Vietnamese army. They're not remotely comparable in terms of capability. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. It is not at all comparable. So the question now is, where do they go from here? That the jury is still out, but the likelihood there's going to be...
I love that. There's your president. The jury's still out, folks. The jury's still out.
The Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
Yeah, there you go. The jury's still out, folks. We'll see what happens. All of this was avoidable. All of this was avoidable. And the left knows it, and the media knows it, and everybody else knows it. And this president's wagging his finger at everybody else, blaming everybody else besides himself for this disaster of an exit. Don't miss the point here. This is about the exit that is a disaster. That is on him. I'll say what I say every day at the end of the podcast. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Tell everyone about it. Download it every day. Subscribe to it. It's free. And we'll keep fighting back and getting the real news out there. And I'll see you guys back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.